Your thoughts on today's win here at Windsor Park, David?
The main thing is we're three under a hat, we're three under next round, so I'd say there was bits that you know, we can always be better on. So the good thing is the two new players come in, they get 90 minutes. I was hoping maybe one or both was obviously going to score, but the important thing is they've not kicked the ball for on a competitive game for a long time now, so it was important that they got the games and obviously a few different goal scores and a clean sheet. So we're through, and as holders of the competition, we certainly want to make a good fist of this.
I think you're right. I think everybody was willing, the two new players, to get the goal. And I think everybody was willing, Brandon Adams, who came on, and Luke Lively, to get a goal as well.
Yeah, no, listen, again, with obviously sort of a lesser sort of crowd today, was, you know, you can hear it becomes a wee bit vocal. So, the crowd were getting behind the players today. And so I thought some of our play was good. It can always be a little bit better. One thing I will say, the pitch is in such poor condition for an international stadium. And, you know, sometimes we get asked all the time about wanting to play really good one-touch football at times or whatever, but on pitches like that. And say come Tuesday night, I can't imagine the pitch down at Carrick's going to be too accessible to play really good football. We'll need to go down, we'll need to battle, we'll need to be strong, and we'll certainly need to dig in on Tuesday night.
And even though the pitch was difficult and it looked even worse after the rain during the week, I thought Kirk Miller scored two lovely goals.
No, he did.
Today.
Really good. First goal was a big goal for us, and in any game, first goal is vital. It's important. And his final goal showed what Kirk certainly has. He's so much natural ability. And again, I'm a big fan of Kirk. I'm his biggest fan, but I'm also his biggest critic at times because I know how much natural ability he has. And again, sometimes he gets a rough time here, you know, from our own supporters at times, and you know, confidence sometimes sinks at times. It's easy, but Kirk has all the attributes, and for me the pleasing thing is, even though at times I give him a hard time and sometimes the supporters, he never hides away, never shies away, always wants the ball, always wants to make things happen. And hopefully now that can kickstart Kirk now on another run.
And another setback for Jordan Stewart there, coming off after half an hour.
Yeah, again, disappointing for Jordan. He's had his Linfield career has sort of been stop-start for a number of reasons. But I know we're coming back from illness over the sort of the holiday period there. So hopefully his injury's not too bad. And I thought when he went down at the start when it was going to be more serious. But speaking to Terry and sort of Paul, the physios and the doctor, hopefully it's not going to be as serious as I first thought initially at the time.
And all being well, weather permitting, pitch permitting, it's back to league business on Tuesday night, Carrick Rangers.
Yep, back to league business. Say Carrick will certainly make it difficult for us down there. It's a ground and a pitch that I've certainly been here. We've never ever went down and won 5 or 6. That's for sure. It's tight. It's competitive. They're fighting for their lives, and with a manager, someone like Davy McLendon, their players will certainly be ready for the challenge.
Well done today, job done, professional in the next round, and here's hoping for a favourable draw in the next round.
Yep, cheers, Andy.